Committee is now called to order. The Veterans Affairs Committee meeting has now commenced. As voted on by the committee, this meeting is being held virtually on Microsoft Teams. As we continue our efforts in meeting virtually, we ask all commissioners and guests to mute yourselves until called upon to speak to avoid any feedback and background noise. For those who have dialed in using the call-in number, to unmute yourself to speak, dial *6 on your phone. Prior to speaking, please announce who you are to identify yourself. As a reminder, this meeting is being recorded. Please advise the chat function has been disabled and is not available for use. Also, to comply with the state open meeting law, attendance and votes will be done by way of roll call using audio. Martin Belbin? Martin Belden? I think you're
muted. We're doing roll call, Martin. There you are. You're unmuted, but we can't hear you. If he puts his hand up, is that okay? Will that count if he puts his hand up?
I heard him, so then I will go to James Barnhart.
Unmute, Jim.
James Barnhart. I'll come back to him. Suzanne Bond. William Burks. I think you're muted.
Where is it?
Thank you. Terry Byron? Alicia Fuller? I just saw Terry join, but I'm not sure if she has audio. Alicia Fuller. Bruce Hayes.
Present.
Ann Hollis.
Present.
Henry Johnson.
Present.
Rocio Rosie.
Here.
Oh, she's here.
Present.
James Lewis Tubby.
I am present.
Lorraine Obregon.
Here.
Marlon Ruiz. Tom Tunks.
Present.
Marcia Woolheater.
Present.
Terry Byron, I saw you get on.
Yep, I'm here.
James Barnhart.
I'm here.
We have a quorum of 12.
Okay. Sorry, had a little feedback there. I'm like, huh? It's one of those nights. Okay. Welcome. Okay, so let's go ahead and call this meeting to order. Henry, are you able to give the invocation for us, please? Bruce, are you able to? I don't think I see him on.
Father, thank you for this opportunity to gather together, provide us with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that we may run this meeting in an orderly manner according to your ways. Thank you and amen. Excuse me.
There you are, Henry. Lost you for a second there. All right, so let's see, of our guests, do we have Matt here from the city of Tucson? I don't know if we have Margo on the line from the Tucson PD. I'm not sure if Sarah Horvath was able to make it from the Memorial Park, the Kino Vivoro Park. Arleth Rios, were you able to make it from Senator Kelly's? No? Okay.
I don't see any of the guest speakers on.
Yeah. I had trouble opening my link. I hope that was not it. Okay. All right. So on to item number 4, approval of our legal action report. Any questions?
Martin Belden, I make a motion to accept the legal action report.
Henry Johnson, second.
Second.
Okay, I'll do roll call. Martin Belden?
Yes.
James Barnhart?
Yes, for James Barnhart.
William Burks?
Yes.
Harry Byron?
Yes.
Bruce Hayes?
Yes.
Ann Hollis?
Yes.
Henry Johnson?
Yes.
Rocio Rossi?
Here. Yes. Sorry.
James Lewis Tupi?
Yes.
Lorraine Obregon?
Yes.
Tom Tunks?
Yes.
Marcia Wilheater?
Yes.
Passes 12-0. I don't know why the background noise is happening, guys. I'm really sorry.
Right, it repeats, though. It's weird. It's not like feedback. It's weird. Anyways, okay. All right, so now on to item 5. Martin, for the treasurer's report.
Well, it's an easy one this month again. We started the balance month with $2,590.29. We had no income. We had no expenses. So we still have $2,590.29. Any questions?
That's a great sell, too, on whoever takes over for treasurer.
Yep.
You could balance it.
All right. I make the motion. Go ahead, Bill.
Go ahead, Henry.
I make a motion we accept the treasury report as read.
Tom Tunks, second.
I'll do roll call. Martin Belden?
Yes.
James Barnhart?
Yes.
William Burks?
Yes.
Harry Byron?
Yes.
Bruce Hayes?
Yes.
Ann Hollis?
Sorry. Yes.
Henry Johnson?
Yes.
Rocio Rossi?
Yes.
James Lewis Tubi?
Yes.
Lorraine Obregon?
Yes.
Tom Tunks?
Yes.
Marcia Wilheater? Tia Wilheater?
Yes.
Passes 12-0.
All right, so now on to item 6, our committee reports. I don't think Arleth has joined. Do we have Orlando or Jennifer here from the VA? No.
All right, yes. Yes.
We do.
Yavin, the other Jen. Hi. How are you guys? All right. Well, let's let you know what's going on. Of course, we had a busy weekend celebrating Veterans Day, so it was very exciting being the parade and everything. That was super exciting. I know our outreach team was out a bunch this weekend. This Friday, we are hosting on campus a veteran health fair that will be in and around the Rose Garden during the day on Friday, and then that will culminate with a veteran town hall That will be both in person and virtual at 2:30, Jason, right? 2:30?
Correct.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, thanks for checking me. At 2:30 on Friday. So we encourage you to let everyone know that that is available, and please stop by or please sign into the town hall if they're unable to stop by. Ask any questions, hear what's going on at the VA. A lot going on, so we should be starting the construction for the emergency department in the next couple of weeks. The fencing for the renovation and expansion will be going up probably by the end of the month. And so that will start really soon. It will be expanding. First, they'll build the expansion out into the courtyard that's next to the emergency department. And then once that is built in a year plus from now, then they'll move inside and renovate the current emergency department. So the emergency department will almost double in size when it's done, but it's going to be a couple years of pain. So please bear with us. There will be a lot of signage showing people how to get around campus. We're going to have to reroute our ambulances. So messages will go out to Tucson Fire and other ambulance services to let them know where they will be going, because they'll have to go around to the other side of the building to do drop-offs for the emergency department. For walk-ins, we'll keep walk-ins where they are. So anyone else that's walking in from the outside will stay up in the front area where they are now. It'll just be ambulances will reroute. So that's starting soon. And then not long after that, we expect to start our expansion of Building 80 South. So as you're for those of you that come by, as you're walking into Building 80 from the parking lots, you know, Building 80 South is off to your left. And there's like a gravel patch right there before you get into 80. It's that gravel patch what they'll be building up, and they'll be building the second story first. So the second story will go up. That will connect to Building 80 South. So there's going to, for 80 South, there's going to be construction on both sides. It's going to be a little crazy, but we're happy to do it and happy to get these expansion plans going, as we've seen an increase in our enrollments. And so we want to make sure we've got plenty of space and plenty of people to be able to meet the needs of our veterans in the future. I think that's the big stuff. We got tons of outreach going on. I know it's going to take a little drop here once we hit December, but what we're really looking for, and we're asking you guys for any ideas to help reach some of our veterans that we wouldn't typically reach, right? So, I mean, we can go to the Legion Hall and we can go to the VFW, but for the most part, those veterans are already veterans that we care for. So how do we reach the others? And some of those are the younger veterans and the ones that aren't really at the veteran events, right? We're looking for those guys. So we have about 70% of our veterans in the market are enrolled with us, but we're trying to reach that other 30% to make sure that they know that even if you have health care, even if you have private insurance, whatever, still register with the VA, still get enrolled with the VA. You never know. You never know when you may need it. And I've been on those phone calls plenty of times with family members trying to figure out something after their veteran family member had an event happen. And now, oh, by the way, Medicare doesn't cover you for medical hospital beds. Medicare doesn't cover this. Medicare doesn't cover that. And, you know, unless they're enrolled, it's hard to do that at that point. So please, 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 any veterans you know, please encourage them, even if they do have insurance, they can enroll with the VA if they are eligible. I think those are the big messages. Jason, am I missing anything else? Jason, our public affairs is on the call too.
Yeah, nothing until 2025.
Let's keep it that way.
Hi. I have a question. So for people who have TRICARE for Life and, should they also be looking at signing up with the VA?
Yep. No reason they can't.
Okay.
Yep. You never know.
What are y'all doing with the benefits sharks, like the folks that are out there just preying on our folks with their health care benefits? Is there anything you guys are doing with that?
I mean, we're messaging. We're messaging. There's not much we can do legally other than continue to message. Work with our state partners, right, Tubby? Work with our state partners to make sure we're messaging and letting everyone know that, no, you don't need to do this. We have people that'll help you. We have, you know, we have people in quarters 13 most days of the week now that are help, that can help with any benefits, can help with that. That's everything we do is free of charge. We'd love to get more veteran service officers in there. We have the space to be able to, the office availability to be able to take more veteran service officers. So if you have any more, we're just going to keep messaging and messaging that, there are plenty of people out there that can help. Lots of virtual help too. VBA does a lot of virtual appointments. I think Arizona Department, you guys do virtual as well.
We do.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's there. We'll keep messaging.
One of the things that you may find difficult in that situation, Rosie and everyone, is because those individuals are saying, if you pay me $1,500 today, I'm going to guarantee you 100%, which is going to put you at around $3,000, depending on what your situation may be. So now you have a lifetime of receiving that amount for $1,500. You also have attorneys who are jumping into the pot who aren't supposed to do so until a claim has been denied. But based upon some folks having bad experiences with veteran benefit counselors or service officers, they tend to go outside of the norm. So we have to be better as a unit of serving veterans, because all it takes is one bad experience and they're ready to move on. Yep. You know, and it could be something as simple as you didn't get a phone call in a timely manner. So that trust, that communication is essential. You know, I've been out myself with some health issues, and the whole time I'm trying to work my phone and I'm out. I'm working my phone, so I'm delayed and behind. But it's very hard, your question, to reel that in when the promise is that they're going to get all that money on the back end.
One of the things that we had kind of talked about, some folks threw out, you know, oh, let's put up some legislature. But I'm like, they also talked about the VA. Like, there's a place to report on there, right? Any type of scams and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Is that being followed through? Are people utilizing that? I mean, is there word
yes,
out that
they can't? Are. But with those scams, now you're talking about something that I was going to speak to Jennifer about, because one of our initiatives there, we're trying to get into the prisons as well as the assisted living facilities to reach veterans. Those who are shut in, if you will, and unaware of the benefits. And, you know, there's a program that the Assistant Attorney General, Doug, is running, SAFE, trying to stop that exploitation. But it's hard because you can't control.
And I'm hearing that's the current target right now, is they're trying to say, oh, those benefits, right, like the assisted living, oh, you need to be in hospice. And then they burn through those benefits, and then when they finally do for real need hospice, they've already burned through those benefits because of these sharks out there, you know. So that's one of the things that I had heard of. So
yeah, I'd like to speak with you more about that. I'm interested because that's something that we meet the first Wednesday of the month with the Assistant Attorney General.
If y'all need us to help start a campaign, just get the word out. Hey, if there's any scams, at least just report and so y'all know about it, right? I mean, are y'all getting support, I guess, for these investigations on these? Or is it just so many that you're overwhelmed? Or?
Well, it's very limited. And what he's touching is not just veterans. He's touching any Arizona person here in the southern region, because he's here in Tucson. So, you know, he has the financial individuals coming in as well as agents. So he's got a nice team set up to try to combat that, but it's difficult from individuals getting checks and going to cash them, and it's a mess.
Oh yeah. And you just hear the horror stories where they signed over custodial rights to someone and they just exploit them, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. It's, you know, ours go to the OIG to, for investigation, and I read through those every month, all the different people that were caught fraud, you know, they're out there. It's unfortunate, but we will continue to message. I know Jason's on the call. I know we can put some, maybe we can put something together in collaboration with the State Department. Maybe we can put out maybe some joint messaging. Yeah.
Yeah. And we can at least get the word out to, you know, our members and everything too. Like, hey, be careful of this. Just word of mouth even, right?
Yep.
So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for all that. Do we have any other questions or comments, you guys? Sorry to hijack that.
No. We have one other thing, because we need to treat it like we do with phishing and emails, because the Veteran Service officers need to be certified. And so if we kind of get them to look at the government website versus listen to the folks and direct them back to the right way and the right people, then they won't get scammed as much.
Yep. Good point. Good point.
If I could just say one thing. Even at OGC that you're speaking to, the key is always, if someone's trying to charge you, that's the flag right there.
Yep.
Whether or not you have been an accredited service officer, there's a lot of wonderful people with the American Legion who volunteer. You know, they take the training, they get it done. They may not be accredited, but trust and believe that there's someone, a part of the American Legion, that is reviewing those claims before the petition is submitted. The key is, if somebody's trying to charge you, that's when you have to disengage, because all of the services should be free unless it's with an attorney who is submitting a claim for you that was previously denied.
Correct. An appeal. Yep.
Okay.
On your website, not only are you able to report scams, you're also able to see who's accredited on there too, right? On the VA website.
Yeah, that's the OGC, yes.
Like the VSOs, right? So that's always good. Like, send them to that website and you know, right? Okay.
Yeah, but if you're with someone elderly, they may not have that resource. The key is, are they charging you?
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a website for that. If I tell you I'm going to charge you $25, $100, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Thank you, but no thanks.
Yep.
Yeah. Lorraine.
Yes, thank you. Good evening, all. Thank you for your service. Lorraine Obregon, Gold Star Mother, Junior Vice Chairperson of City of Tucson Veterans Affairs Committee. I think this is a good time to, what do we have for educational, I can't really say modules, but because it sounds like those that work in the field are understanding that, but we have a big population that doesn't have access to that and they may not be aware. Is there anything that we can do as a community? Because it starts in our community, right? It'd be nice if we can do it nationwide, but let's, for me to focus on the community, that we can educate these veterans, because I know the veterans that I work with, especially in the facility, a lot of them are elderly and they don't really read or whatever information. They're limited on their resources only because they don't have experience with that. You know, they still think that, well, this person is willing to help me, but they don't think about the charge part. They're thinking, oh, well, it's because, you know, it's like anybody doing work. What can we do as a community to protect our veterans from that? Is there some kind of educational information we could put out on, you know, not all of them navigate the internet, but we have to do something. Isn't there anything that we can get funding for that we could, you know, put out some kind of a campaign, educational campaign, so that we can stop this? Because I know that there was legislative bill on a lot of fraudulent claims, but there's nothing to protect our veterans from this. That's all.
And we're happy to provide anything that we have education-wise to help get the message out. Happy to do it. Henry, did you have something too?
No, it was pretty much covered when I was thinking it, so.
Okay. No. All right.
All right. Any others? Wonderful. Great discussions. Thank you so much, Jen and Jason, too, for answering our questions. We really appreciate it, as always. All right. Thank you. All right, so now on to 6C for the the Veterans Memorial Cemetery. Tevi, Ann, any updates or any information?
I was not prepared for them. Hold on for a second.
No worries. That's how I kind of feel. Like, it's been crazy.
No, and I met with them today too. So,
7 P's, Cubbies. 7 P's.
46, 40, 30. So they had over 40, 60, 70, almost 70 interments last month.
Oh, wow.
At the Marana Cemetery.
Yeah, I was just in a meeting last night. It was 83 total.
83 total?
74 military, 9 dependents.
So someone doesn't, those numbers may not be on here, but yes, it's 46, 40, 50, 70, 60, 73.
Wow, that's a huge number. Wonderful.
Since opening, and I don't remember if it's year 7 or 8, but they've had 4,961 interments, almost 5,000.
That's great work you guys are doing.
I will pass that on to Tanya tomorrow that you said so.
That's great work.
In front of her supervisor.
Any other updates on the memorial?
Just one more thing, a question about the cemetery. It sounds as if it's fully staffed now. So they have 2 inmates and then the additional 9 staff. Do I have that correct, that they're fully staffed?
Well, they did have 2 new hires. I can speak to that. That was something that I heard in the meeting that I attended. And they're about to get their license. So I would say so.
Very good. Thank you.
Excellent work. I also updated our wreath from the VAC. So I'll show that to you guys in a moment here. Because the other one I thought was nice. It had pretty flowers, but it wasn't as patriotic as I'd like it. So I made it a little more red, white, and blue. Hopefully you guys don't mind. Okay. So Arizona Department of Veteran Services, any updates there?
Yes, we held our fall conference last month. We did that with the entire VSD team. We also had Department of Economic Security, part of our family. They were there. So we're doing some collaborations with them. We have a full complement of service officers or veteran benefit counselors here in the Southern region. That's a total of 19. We have 8 itinerary sites. An itinerary site is a location where a veteran can make an appointment to go be seen in person. We have a total of 4 here in town. We also supported 5 events, outreach events last month, submitted over 1,200 claims while maintaining a 97% approval rate. What else do we have? I will be speaking with Jennifer about that position that she has over in Building 13. Because we're full staff now, so
come on,
that's all
over.
I have. Huh?
Come on over.
And y'all just opened up our facility in Flagstaff. Was it Flagstaff that just opened up over the weekend or earlier this week?
Yes.
Excellent work.
Oh, I didn't brief that. I was trying to give y'all some of the South. Do y'all want the whole...
Still a big deal for us. Look, y'all don't have room down here. We'll go to that one up there if we need to. So I don't know if y'all can see our wreath. Oh, it's hard to see it.
I see that. And as a matter of fact,
it's red, white, and blue, and then I put some black here because we do a lot of memorials. Oh, it's hard.
And I believe it was Judy who is up there was talking about the wreath of America next month, so... That's already on everyone's agenda.
Okay.
Does anyone have any questions for me?
Wonderful. Thank you for those updates. So now on to item 6.
Tubby, Tom Tunks. Tubby, I'm going to reach out to you tomorrow. I got a few questions for you and a few concerns with the VA, but I'll reach out to you tomorrow. I'll give you a call if you're available.
Right here, hold on, let me see something. Hey, Tom, take this number down. I apologize, everyone. Take this number down, 520-349-3268. Give me a call right after the meeting. My tomorrow's going to be jacked up.
So that was 349-3268?
Yes, sir. Call me right after the meeting.
You got it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. So now on to item 6E, Military Lounge and Operation Exodus. James Terry, or did James from there show up? No. Terry, do you have any updates, Livian?
Yeah, so James Robertson was planning on attending this evening, but I guess he couldn't make it. He did send me an email, so the dates for Operation Exodus will be December 20th to the 23rd, and they will be returning January 2nd to the 4th, and they're expecting about 1,500 soldiers during that time frame. So I'm going to send him the list of what we purchased last year. So it sounds like we'll be able to order less quantity, because last year I think we served like 2,500. So we'll be able to cut back a little bit on some of the items, have him pick out what soda he wants to get donated, and we'll be doing that the Monday before the 20th. I don't have a calendar in front of me, so just we'll be going to pick up the soda and do the Costco run.
Sounds good there.
It'll be the 16th, Terry. This is Martin.
Thank you.
December 16th.
Speaking of that, I sent him the Khalil order form today so they could tell us what they wanted for the sodas.
Oh, good.
Khalil, I think it was 75 cases. They donated to us.
Oh.
Yeah, they've been a consistent supporter since I started umpteen years ago, so that's really awesome.
Awesome. Okay. And I think we also had a, I saw over the weekend that we had a honor flight, too. Out of Tucson, I think. So, like,
yeah, I didn't ask him anything about the honor flight. Sorry.
No worries. All right. So now on to item 6F, the memorial for the Vietnam Veteran Memorial Park.
Lorraine has her hand up.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lorraine. We can't hear you. You're off mute. But
I'm sorry. I thought I unclicked that. Thank you. Lorraine again here. So you brought up something really good, Terry. I've had a couple of veterans ask me about honor flights. How can I go about, do we have a contact, and can I have that contact? Because I would like to, they're Vietnam veterans. They would like to do an honor flight. And this one sounds like it's already scheduled. So hopefully they can make the next one. Is there a contact that I can have?
I do not have a direct contact. They have a website, so you should be able to reach them up through that.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Who's our POC? Our POC, Margo Cisco, off of here. Lorraine, she's also part of Honor Flight. She helps with that.
Nice. Is there any way that I can get an email or something I can reach out? Maybe Amari can send it to me or somebody?
If we can, please.
Thank you.
Wonderful. And then Marcia, go ahead. You're on mute still, Marcia. It's happening, everybody. It's happening, everybody.
How's that? Can you hear me now? Okay. So I did attend the honor flight last night, and there was a huge crowd, and I think we counted 23 veterans that came home last night, and we had a good return, great crowd and everything. It was really nice.
Yeah, if you know of any other upcoming honor flights.
No, I don't. I belong to the American Legion Auxiliary and a couple other veterans group, and they're the ones that had sent me the information on that. So I just kind of go and represent those guys with it. But if I find out any information before the next meeting that we have, would you like for me to send it to you?
Yes, please. You can send it to Amar and she'll send it to us. Yes, please. You can send it to Amar and she'll send it to us.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
If you guys can send it to Francisco and CC me, that would be great because he's going to be taking over. I'm just running this meeting for now, but he will eventually be taking fully over. He's still kind of just overwatching and stuff. So, but I want him to get in the habit of the distribution.
We will be escorting you to the other meetings coming up, though. You realize that, right?
He will be, too.
All right. Now on to 6F, the memorial. Wait, we just talked about that. Four chaplains, right?
We talked about Operation Exodus.
Oh, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Park. Yes, and we don't have Sarah here, I think, right?
No, so we had a special meeting at the beginning of the month, and Pima County is taking possession of the Gold Star Mother Park to be able to maintain it 100%, and the city of Tucson's changing the deed or something like that, and they're getting it estimates for having granite memorials made up in place of the bronze. So we're working closely. Me, Al Young, Robert Cuestas, a few familiar faces were on that meeting as well. So we'll keep you posted once we get something a little more concrete. But the county is definitely in charge of both parks now.
Did they have insurance on it?
That was the other thing. I'm trying to remember what they said about the insurance. They have insurance, but it only covers a certain part. And I apologize. I meant to bring that note home because we did talk about insurance. I asked that question, and I don't remember exactly what they said. So I'll have to type it up and send it out to Francisco for him to share with everybody.
Wonderful. Thank you for that, Terry. Okay. Any questions there, you guys? So on to item 6G, four chaplains. Terry.
So the four chaplains, I sent the flyer to Francisco to distribute just before the meeting, February 2nd at 1 p.m. So we'll get that sent out to you guys. If you can start sharing it. And get lots of people to participate with wreath laying. It's the 82nd annual. And I'll be reaching out to Chaplain Zink. I'm sure he'll want to help again. And he's with the old brass band, as is Ann's husband. So maybe you can hit him up for me, Ann, and make sure they're scheduled to play.
I'm sure they are.
If I have any suggestions or want to see something done differently, please let me know.
Terry, is that the same park as always?
Yeah, Keno Veteran Memorial Park. Yep.
Perfect.
Will they have something for us to honor in the memorial, not just a blank wall?
Yeah, well, if I have some granite pieces at my work that I think we're going to be able to donate. And so if we can get those donated and get the artwork done by the engraver, then hopefully all the memorials will be back up. The challenge is that the branch services plaques were so large that it's getting granite cut into a circle is a challenge, one. So we're not sure what we're going to do just yet with those, but we'll keep you posted.
Terry, would it be possible? Would it be possible, Terry, if not, maybe we could get some flags and hang some flags on that wall, all the branches, for the time being, or for the ceremony?
There are flag poles there already with all the branch flags. So
yeah, I meant to cover the holes where the vandals.
Well, I'm sure the walls will be repaired by then. If nothing else, they may just be blank walls, but we'll see what we can do. I mean, I can throw out there that maybe we could just do for the branch flags, a branch plaque.
Terry, when do y'all meet again?
Huh? I'm not sure.
You don't know.
I don't know. I'll have to read out. I'll have to meet up with Sarah. So.
Yeah. Let us know so we can hopefully try and send somebody there too also. Let's see what else we can do. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So now on to item 7, the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War.
Do you want to talk about that, Martin?
We have a meeting this Saturday at Terry's to go over a bunch of the things for this. We're still in the process of putting the final things together. It is at the Desert Diamond there on Nogales Highway. We're set up for about 200 guests, but we do need, everybody should have gotten the flyer. We do need RSVPs so we know how many people are coming. It's on the 29th of March next year. It is free of charge to everybody. And we're still trying to raise money to help pay for it. And Terry's got any more information?
When did we get the flyer?
Yeah, we'll send the flyer out again.
Okay.
And set up something for people to RSVP with. We'll finalize that this Saturday.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. I'll definitely get that word out on our end. Okay. Are any other questions or discussions? All right. So now on to item 8. The social media presence. I'll just say this is kind of why we need our secretary to help keep up our Facebook page that we have, and also make sure that we get all these goodies and stuff, you know, that are going on in the community shared with everyone. So we don't miss some of these opportunities there. So, that'll have to be one of the others that we kind of also work on for the nominations there. Okay. Item 9, outreach to the mayor and council. Do we have any questions, comments, anything that we want to send up to the mayor? I think we'd had one last month. But yeah, it's here. Okay, it was about the memorials, but it's now going under the Pima County umbrella. Okay. All right. Yes, Lorraine.
Yes, thank you for the time. So what about, I just popped in my head, what about a public announcement? Couldn't the city of Tucson, don't we have some kind of,
I don't want to say a right, but don't we have public announcements that we can do, and the city could help us for the mayor and council to put on public networks regarding this scam that they have for the veterans that we talked about previously in this meeting? I mean, it's just something that I thought maybe we can bring it up. And also, I've invited the mayor or representative, I want to say multiple times, and I'm not getting a response. Is there any way, Amari, Francisco, anybody, that we could get some kind of response? I mean, no response it's a no response.
I forwarded the email you sent me to her staff and her team, and I CC'd everybody I could CC. I think I added added Rocio on that email as well. There was no response to us either.
Yes, I put chair in there also because I want to make sure what that will, maybe that'll help me get a response. Is there any way that we can have a follow up, or do you want me to send the original one? Because that way it's easier and send it and at least ask for some kind of response. I mean, we are City of Tucson Veterans Affairs Committee, and there's some pressing things in our community that I think that we could use a representative at least to participate. If they can't do it every single month, at least, you know, quarterly or something, once or twice a year at least, so that they know where we're standing. Otherwise, who's updating our mayor and council, you know, especially that these issues with the veterans, Gold Star Family Park, I know it's going under the Pima County now, but at some point, we need to have that dialogue or that support. Is there any way we can do a follow-up email?
I understand, and I completely understand where you guys are all coming from. We can. You can send another email, and we can get Francisco to distribute it to the mayor and her team. We do forward every email you guys send that you guys ask us to. We do our best. I will talk to Suzanne again that you guys brought this up. City Clerk Suzanne was thinking that maybe to reach out to Councilwoman Lee or Councilmember Fimbra since they are veterans. But we can go ahead and get, if you want to send us another email by tonight, we can get it sent out by the morning if you'd like.
So, so I really appreciate the reaching out to the councilman. I would really like to have either the mayor herself, Regina Romero, or a representative that would step in for her so that, because I believe my email is specific to the invite to the mayor. There's a reverb on there. Sorry. I was listening to myself talk. But if we can, you know, we can always invite, of course, council members. But this is specific to the mayor. I would like to really have at some point have a dialogue as a representative to see if we can get some kind of a public campaign to have a public announcement for our veterans, because a lot of them still watch local channels and they don't watch, you know, Netflix or I don't even know these names, Hulu or whatever that may be. And they may not be streaming. So these are important conversations that I think would really help our veterans and protect them in the public sense of public information. If we can, please. And I'll send you an email. That's all. Thank you.
Sounds good. As soon as you send the email, I'll have Francisco actually, I might just forward that email since it's for the mayor and stuff, so we can try to get some type of response. I'll see if I can reach out to her support staff and see. I'll just see what I can do with her support staff. I'll just see what I can do, and I'll talk to Suzanne again tomorrow.
Any other questions or comments? So now on to item 10, fundraising strategies. I did see your email, Terry, requesting some funds and everything. Anybody else, or if you want to expand on that, or anybody else have any other fundraising strategies, ideas?
This is Martin Belden. As the outgoing treasurer, I'll just say this. If we don't figure out a way to get some funds in, after we pay for Operation Exodus and the four chaplains, the account's going to be pretty well empty.
Okay. All right.
This is Terry. I just wanted to let you know that I did reach out to the Country Fair White Elephant group and haven't heard back yet. So hopefully we can hear back from them and see if they might be willing to support one of our projects.
Which reminds me, if any of y'all want to send out any letters, just have Terry. She's got them all ready to go and everything to send out requesting some donations.
Yeah, if you've got a specific person that you want to reach out to, I'll try and get them out sooner in January or February. Normally, I don't get them out until March, but we'll shoot for more like the end of January, early February. But if you have another business that you'd like to contact, please let me know and I'll personalize the letter and mail it. Dignity Memorial donates the printing and postage for our mailing. So hopefully we get some money back.
I did hear about the Gym Click, the raffle, the car raffles. Have any of y'all done that? Somebody said they actually do give you pretty good money on those.
A lot of people do the raffle, but you have to be a 501c3.
Okay.
Right. But both MOA and the foundation that supports the Veterans Cemetery Marana, they both do it.
Okay. All right. So now, any other questions there? Okay. So item 11, the Veterans Day Parade, the memorials. So I did do the parade, the Veterans Day Parade. Terry, I do have your door stickums and everything on the paper and everything.
They're not mine. They're the committee's. But
the committee's. Yes. If we find the others, let us know. But I at least have a pair. Hopefully we'll find the other ones. But if not, we have some here. So
yeah,
and wreath too. So
I think the parade was really good. I sit on the Tucson Veterans Day Parade Foundation. So we'll have a follow up meeting in January to see how all it went. But I'm proud to say the Dignity Memorial won Best Float. So that was me. I don't know if you guys saw my tank. I had a tank turret on my Desert Storm float along with camel spiders that I made. So
nice.
Yes, I saw the camel spiders. Yeah.
Oh, you're on mute.
Yeah, I thought my hand raised. My raising of hand wasn't up and I wasn't really focused. So I want to tell you, Terry, Carol Rundell had the emblems, City of Tucson, for an entire year. We did the Veterans Day Parade and I said, look at what I just found in the trunk of your car. And I have your, yes. She said, well, I didn't know who they were. I said, been asking you forever. And I knew I gave them to her. I gave her everything, but she swore that I did not. So anyways, I have them now and I'd like to get them to you because I don't want anybody touching them because I want to make good on that because I know that I gave them to her. So well, if I can't, at some point, I don't know how, but maybe we can meet and I can give them to you. Maybe
yeah,
at one
you,
of the
you, best. You could have left them with Carol. I see her all the time. So
she didn't tell me to. She gave them to me and said, here, you take them. And we did put them on the car. We were entry 47.
So we had two entries in the car. Awesome.
Yes. Yeah, but we were entered under Disabled American Veterans, but I stuck them on the back and Dan Mari's announced it anyway. So I was like, yes. Oh. Yes.
And I had to get back to work. So I grabbed them and went home. So
I have them for you.
No problem. No, at least we found them. Good, good. All right. So now on to item 12, nominations and elections of officers. So nominations and elections, the chair, senior vice chair, junior vice chair, treasurer, and the judge advocate role, and, of course, secretary, because we lost And secretary, does that need to be a nomination, Amari, or is that just
for 12? Yes, it's nominations and elections.
So secretary falls under those two, right? Okay. All right. Yes. So remind me how we do this. I know it's just once a year, but my brain does not remember.
Well, this is my first time as well, so.
So
open it up for nominations.
Yeah, so okay. Typically we do it by office. So do you want to start with the chairman?
Sure. So with the chair position, what nominations do we have?
Excuse me a minute. Mm-hmm. Point of order. We are now opening nominations for the offices. That has to be stated to begin with so we know the title of it.
So we are now opening up nominations for the position of chair.
I nominate Rosie.
I do too.
So, Rosie, you've been nominated. Would you accept the position?
Accept.
Woohoo! Are there any other nominations for chairman? Any other nominations for the office of chairman, chairwoman, chairperson? All right, well, then nominations are closed for that office.
So roll call aren't needed for these?
Well, we're doing nominations. Elections is another portion.
The elections.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think for these. Do we need roll call for these, or is it just the?
No,
it's just when we vote.
Nomination.
Okay, good. All right. So we are now opening up the nominations for senior vice chair. What nominations do we have?
I go ahead and make a motion that Henry stay as senior vice.
Tom Tonks, I second it.
Henry, do you accept?
Yes. And I really wanted to nominate you, but I couldn't get to the mute button fast enough.
It's fine.
And then do we have to ask for other nominations?
So you want it, you want to ask three times.
Okay. All right. So now open up nominations for the junior vice chair.
There you go, Henry. I nominate Ann Hollis.
And I second the nomination.
That's better because I'm taking over the Tucson chapter of MOA soon. So that's better.
Absolutely.
So,
and
have
you
accepted?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now opening up nominations for treasurer. Not everybody at once.
Well, Marty can't stay because his term is up. So he's got to take a year off. He's been on for 8 years, so he's got to take a year off.
Martin Belden, I'm going to be mean, and I'm going to nominate Terry, give it back to her. She gave it to me.
Sounds like an illness.
I second that.
Terry, do you accept?
Sure.
Thank you for that, Terry. All right, so now opening up the nominations for Judge Advocate.
I nominate Bruce Hayes.
Bruce, do you accept?
Sure.
So excited.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so now opening up nominations for secretary.
I'll nominate Lorraine Obregon.
Lorraine, do you accept?
I'll second it.
Oh, no, I have to decline. I think that you need somebody who could dedicate more time for that.
Do we have any other nominations?
Okay, I accept.
No, no pressure, Lorraine. No pressure.
No pressure, no pressure. Okay.
Well, Francisco does a lot of the work, so.
Thank God. Okay. No pressure.
All right. All right. I think that was it there for item 12. Okay. So now on to item 13. For the good of the order. So we'll go down the roll call there and go around the table and see who has some stuff for us.
We'll start with Martin Belden.
Nothing.
James Barnhart.
I have nothing.
William Burks.
I have nothing.
Terry Byron.
Reese Across America. Ceremonies across the city, December 14th at 10 a.m. So please support your local cemetery and attend one of the ceremonies. And that's December. And then just a reminder about four chaplains, February 2nd. And then March 29th is Vietnam Veterans Day. And we will be having a ceremony at 9 a.m., followed by the luncheon at Casino del Sol. Ceremony will be at Kino Veteran Memorial Park.
So that's Casino del Sol and not Desert Diamond.
It's Desert Diamond Casino on Old Nogales Highway.
Okay, I heard the wrong thing.
I could have said the wrong thing. And then Nighthawk 72 has their 25th annual memorial service will be in April. So there'll be a flyer coming out for that as well.
Can y'all hear me?
I have nothing to add. Thank you.
And Hollis.
I'm good. Thanks. Monday.
The Scottish American Military Society of Southeastern Arizona participated in both parades, Sierra Vista and Tucson. And then we did the memorial service for two fallen vets. And we're keeping busy. And we're looking forward to, of course, we did the Highland Games the first of the month, and that was great until the last day when we all got rained out, which was even better because we need the rain. And that's what Sam's up to. Another more.
Rocio Rosie.
All right. Kind of locked up there. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
So this Friday from 2 to 4 at the Fisher House, we are going to surprise Colonel Moe with her Living Legend Proclamation. If you're able, willing and able to, please come out to help her celebrate. She does not know. Again, it's a surprise. We actually tricked her by telling her, hey, do you want to come to the Fisher House for a tour? So that's how we were able to snag her. Hopefully it falls through and everything. And I don't know where she calls me yesterday, cause she wants to make a donation to the memorial. And I'm like, oh, did she find out? I was like, who snitched? I was like all panicking, but thank goodness it was about something different. So if you can, please. And also, any women, that you want to nominate, please let me know. Lorraine, I'll follow up on yours. I didn't have a chance to find out about how to nominate your person there. I've not had that situation before, so I'll have to see about that one. Okay. But any other folks? So women vets that are 100 and above, they're automatic. You want them nominated, they're pretty much automatic. Others, you know, it's not just what they did in the military. If they're also, you know, involved in the community, like Colonel Moas, I mean, she's just awesome in the military, awesome. If it's just for their military service, that's fine, too. Doesn't have to be either or, a combination of what they do for vets is great there. Okay, and I think that's all I have.
James Lewis Toby.
I do not have anything.
Lorraine Obrigo.
I have nothing. Thank you.
Tom Tunks.
Yes, good evening. I have a few things to reiterate with Terry on our Nighthawk 72 memorial ceremony. If you all could reach out to everybody you know, that would be awesome. It's an open ceremony. There's plenty of seating. And, yeah, I am the commandant of Nighthawk 72 now, and I would appreciate as many people as possible to celebrate the memorial of those men and women. And then the second thing I have is Nighthawk 72 has their ball tomorrow evening. It's not much of a ball. There's no dancing, or we're not going to have a DJ unless Terry wants to open up her phone to a speaker. But, everybody, all of you are invited. It's at Barnfire Grill in Marana at, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And I'd love to see all of your faces there if possible. And you're all welcome to come and enjoy some cake and a meal if you want to purchase one. It's at the Barnfire Ball and Grill. Yeah, and that's it. But, that Nighthawk 72 thing, Terry runs miles helping with that. And it's a very, very important event that happened. That I know it happened in Marana, but Marana back in those days was pretty much all part of Tucson. And it's important that we remember that. That's, to me as a Marine, that's just as important as the Four Chaplains Memorial. So if you all could attend that, that'd be awesome. And yeah, that's all I have.
You can protect them.
Terry, Byron, did you have anything to add before I went to Marcia?
Sorry, just real quick. Recruit. So I believe I sent the recruiting letter out to Francisco. If not, I'll send it again. Everybody, we need more involvement with the VAC. We need American Legion members. We need VFW members. So let's recruit. And happy birthday, Marines.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, this is Martin Belden. Terry, I'm glad you said that. That bash thing that we were talking about, maybe somebody should reach out to the Tucson Metro Chamber, their military affairs committee, and see if we couldn't get them on here.
I have. Okay. I went to one of their meetings and then followed up with the letter, so we'll have to bug Zach again. Okay. Thanks.
And then the last one for the good to the order is Marcia Wolheater. Did you have anything to add?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying. I thought I wasn't on. No, I have nothing to add. Thank you.
And that was everyone shared. And that was everyone shared.
Okay. All right. So item 14 now, future agenda items. For Tom there, should we put Nighthawk 72 on as part of the events that we have?
I would appreciate it. Yes. Yeah. Are you talking about the memorial or the ball?
Both. Maybe just events to.
Well, the memorial's tomorrow, so we probably need to talk about that next month. But the memorial for sure. I mean, it's a very unknown thing. I've talked to so many Marines, so many people in Tucson, and they have vague memory of it happening, but nobody really knows we have a memorial unless they're part of our kind of groups, a veterans group or et cetera. And Terry, like I said, Terry runs miles with this thing and she puts out as much as she can, but we don't get a lot of our stuff doesn't get out to the public per se, unless they know somebody that's a veteran. And to go back to Lorraine with the mayor and council, I know it's in Marana, but maybe we could reach out to the Marine.
How many are from Tucson,
though? Well, I don't know. I don't know if any of the Marines that passed in that incident were from Tucson. I know there's a major. I think he lives in Phoenix or Tempe, somewhere up there. He was part of the intelligence unit that was attached to that incident. And I talked to him, not regularly, but I talked to him now and then. And I'm sure he would be able to help with up in the north part. But what if we got a hold of Marana Mayor and Council and asked them to join one of our meetings as well? I know we're Tucson, but.
I kind of thought about that because they do have a very strong, robust, and I think they're actually part of their Chamber of Commerce. They have a veteran Chamber of Commerce, if I remember, in Marana.
I'm not quite sure. Terry would know.
they probably have like the Tucson Metro. They probably have a veteran group.
They do. Sulin. Y'all know Sulin? She's a Vietnam vet. And you may know her. Sulin.
Well, I know the Horrigans, who are members of our detachment, are. Betty used to work for the town. Mayor Honey comes to the ceremony every year and usually says a few words because he was a CB. And so, but yeah, we can certainly talk about that tomorrow night, Tom. Let's find out.
Yeah.
At the meeting.
So Lynn, I know she Oral Valley. No, she's Marana. It's Marana.
Well, Oral Valley would be good too. We need to reach out to Oral Valley because we're on the northwest side of town. We're not specific to just Marana, Nighthawk 72. Yeah. We're just on the northwest side. So,
yeah.
Anything anybody can do to help would be greatly appreciated.
Even if they're not able to join because they're out of city limits or something, maybe a committee report just to see what's going on in the surrounding area, maybe. You know, just some ideas. In the memorial, I'm sorry, I didn't get the date from that, Tom.
I don't have it picked out yet.
Not yet. Okay.
I don't have a calendar in front of me, so I haven't done the flyer yet. So we'll get it out. We're hoping to do, because it's the 25th. My hope is that we have the ceremony at 10 a.m. and then we have an evening candlelight at 8 p.m. when the crash actually happened.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Anything else there, you guys? All right. So item 15, Henry, can you lead us in our benediction?
Thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, our mighty Lord, Yahweh, the great white spirit, give us blessing as we pass upon our ways. Watch over us and thank you for your guidance this evening. And allowing us to get what we got accomplished. And as the big, great spirit, protect us as we go our way. In thy holy name we pray. Amen.
All right. That ends our meeting. Thank you, everyone. And hope y'all had a wonderful Veterans Day.
Hey, Henry, Lisette says hello.
Thank you all.